This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Sea Notes Choral Society is 43 years old this year, and according to Vice President and singer Tom Wisniewski, the group is stronger than ever.
Keeps picking up steam. It's just a group of people that love to sing. I like to sing, been singing in church choirs, and a significant amount of the people that are involved in Sea Note come out of the local church choirs. We have just about 150 people on our roster with probably an almost two-year waiting list of people that want to become members. The only problem we do have is it's imbalanced because we, as most typically in most choirs, more women, not enough men, and we're very short right now of tenors. We'll drag a tenor off the street to put him singing for us.
The Sea Notes generally perform three concerts a year, all of these free to the public. The spring concert is this weekend at the Odell Williamson Auditorium. A relatively new member of the group, Bob Marks, is the director for this concert, called Everything's Coming Up Roses. Bob Marks moved to Southport when he retired from his career in Ohio, where he was focused on all levels of music education and theatrical music direction.
We had a retirement job opportunity come up at one of the local churches in Southport. I'm director of music ministries at Trinity United Methodist Church. And about two-thirds of my choir is involved in Sea Notes. And so from my first day there, it was, "You going to join Sea Notes?" And I went, "Let me get used to everything first.
Let me unpack my boxes."
Exactly. But they talked me into it. I'm glad they did.
Tell me about this concert, Everything's Coming Up Roses.
We're doing music from one of my favorite genres, and that's Broadway. It's a good crowd pleaser. It's good for the choir, too, because you can feel the energy. They really like what they're doing.
What are some of the selections?
I'm glad you asked me that. Well, besides Everything's Coming Up Roses, which is our opening number, we're doing some things from The King and I. We're doing Edelweiss from Sound of Music, two pieces from Les Miserables, Bring Him Home, which is for the men's section, and Do You Hear the People Sing, which is for the full choir. Over the Rainbow, Look to the Rainbow from Finian's Rainbow, a lot of rainbow, and even a little bit of pop with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, and Thank You for the Music.
Tom Wisniewski says he generally has a song he loves in every concert and a song he loves less.
I saw Finian's Rainbow, geez, right after I got out of high school, and I never forgot some of it. But I like anything that has a little bit of a Celtic lilt to it, so that just trips my trigger very much. The one I like the least is from The King and I. It's just a little too tricky for what I like.
Oh, so it's a complicated one.
Yes, it's pretty tricky. It's a lot of dissonances in there. The only difficult aspect is getting people to be able to hear the dissonances that they're supposed to be singing. When you have one note against an upper or lower neighbor, then you know, you're going to have problems hearing your particular pitch. So we have to have a challenge piece every once in a while.
You don't want it to be dirt simple. Then what's the point?
I'm glad you admitted that.
Yes.
That was Sea Notes Vice President Tom Wisniewski and Director of the Sea Notes Spring Concert, Bob Marks. Everything's Coming Up Roses will be performed at the Odell Williamson Auditorium this Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock. This is a free concert, no tickets required. Find more at WHQR.org.